In Afghanistan, new efforts are being made to curb the widespread violence threatening this fall's presidential elections. The U.S. military has launched an operation against insurgents who are seeking to stop voter registration. And in the capital, Kabul, President Hamid Karzai is personally seeking the cooperation of the country's warlords. Michael Cavanaugh reports from Kabul.
The past few months have seen killings in every corner of Afghanistan, from Herat in the west to Jalalabad in the east. Six election workers have been killed in the past 2 months, and 2 weeks ago, a busload of 16 people who had just received their voting cards were murdered by remnants of the Taliban. This string of targeted killings has finally caught the attention of U.S. forces in Afghanistan, as Major John Seipman said today in a press conference.
We understand that there has been a rise of attacks on innocent people, civilians, in some cases even women and children. And as we've said, although these attacks are absolutely deplorable, they're not entirely unexpected. We see a disintegrating organization of terrorists and militants desperate to try and affect the elections process.
As a result of the attacks, presidential elections originally scheduled for September have been moved to October 9th, and parliamentary elections won't take place until April. Last night, American forces initiated a new military operation in an attempt to restore security throughout the country. The operation has been named Lightning Resolve.
Lightning Resolve is focused specifically on setting conditions for continuing voter registration in elections both at the presidential and parliamentary level.
But this weekend, President Karzai told the New York Times that warlords and their militias had become the biggest threat to security in the country, not Taliban or other insurgents, and he vowed to fight them. Today, he brought several of the top warlords together and urged them to support the elections. Hamid Elmi is one of President Karzai's spokesmen.
His Excellency called upon the commanders and asked them that this is a very important moment for you, and you have to show to the Afghan people that you are really work for the peace in Afghanistan. You are the only people who can bring the peace and security in Afghanistan. You have to do your job and to allow the Afghan people to go freely and to elect their new president. And people of Afghanistan will respect you when you have done this job.
President Karzai told the warlords, many of whom were important resistance leaders in the fight against the Soviet Union and later against the Taliban, that they'd fought for the freedom of their country, not for personal gain. And for their part, the commanders seemed open to the president's message. General Mohammad Atta rules over a large group of supporters in the northern region around the city of Mazar-e Sharif.
We met today under the supervision of the defense minister, and we expressed our readiness to support the election process and to say that we will not allow anyone to sabotage it or to touch it.
Atta's supporters disarmed the local police chief appointed by Karzai and told the chief he was no longer welcome in Mazar. Negotiating with a group of men who practice this kind of self-styled justice is a controversial decision for President Karzai, as his spokesman admits.
It was a little bit controversial, something like this. But when I saw the commanders were very, very important people, when I saw them around the table, they supported DVR. Demobilization, disarmament programs, and all of them said we want a very strong and powerful government in the center.
There are over 60,000 private militiamen in Afghanistan, and only about 10,000 have been disarmed so far. The warlords have resisted the process in the hope of preserving their strength. And though in a statement today, President Karzai threatened the severest punishment, according to the law, for any rebels who disrupt the demobilization process, today's meetings show that he's still hanging his hopes on cooperation. For NPR News, I'm Michael Cavanaugh in Kabul.